Why am I joyfully Lutheran? Chapter 2, the second commandment. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not curse, swear, use satanic arts, lie, or deceive by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exalt in you. Psalm 5:11. The first commandment instructs the heart and faith. The second instructs the mouth and lips. What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. Matthew 15:18. The sacred name of God, Yahweh, first appears in Genesis chapter 2, as the Word of God details the wondrous creation of man and woman. Then the Lord, Yahweh, God, formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature, Genesis 2:7. Man is created to know who the Lord God is and to walk with him. Man is created with a joyous heart and lips to express that jubilation. The fall into sin, the great killjoy, is followed by the promise of the gospel in the first naming of the Savior to come. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring, seed, and her offspring, seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Genesis 3:15. Sin ravages and disorients. Just 12 chapters into Genesis, by the time of Abraham, about 2000 BC, the name of God, Yahweh, had been all but forgotten. Yahweh revealed himself to Abraham and snatched him out of idolatry. Look to Genesis chapter 12 and Joshua 24, 2. Yahweh promised Abraham, "In your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Genesis 22:18. Yahweh revealed himself half a millennium later to Moses in the burning bush. And the angel of the Lord, Yahweh, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Exodus 3:2. Moses received his marching orders to lead the people of God out of bondage in Egypt. But Moses asked, "Who shall I say sent me to do this?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." The name of Yahweh is the strong cord that laces together the great creating and saving acts of God, which themselves are intertwined with the promises, types, and prophetic precursors to Christ throughout the Old Testament. The long story reaches its climax with the New Testament confession, "Jesus is Lord." That is to say, Jesus is Yahweh. St. Paul asserts it by referencing Joel 2:32. "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved," connecting that verse to Jesus, Romans 10:13. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Romans 10:9-10. As we have heard in the first commandment, the heart by faith gives God the honor due him first. Afterward, the lips give him honor by confession. That's in the Large Catechism, Part 1, Paragraph 70. God has revealed himself fully and finally in Jesus. Jesus himself revealed the name for us. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28:19. How often my lips fail. How often, in a fit of sinful delusion, words, even the divine name, have crossed my lips in anger. When I remain silent or mask my anger with words less revealing of my sinful disposition, my mind betrays me. I fear ridicule or being identified with Christ and easily curse and swear with Peter. "I do not know the man. I am a Christian. I bear Christ's name, but drag that name through every sinful thought, word, and deed, often in full view of others. I'm free, but I fail to confess as though I were a bondman awaiting a whipping instead of joyful blessings. What overwhelming deceit would deny that I've lied? How cold my heart is at prayer. How sparse, empty, and fleeting my praise. How thankful I am, though, showered with infinite blessings, temporal and eternal, joyless. Christ, be my sin. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. Christ, be my righteousness. Christ, be my lips. Christ, intercede for me. Christ, speak my prayer. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not. O Christ, sing praise for my stammering lips. I confess you, Father. O Father in heaven, look to Christ and hear his thanksgiving. After he gave thanks, he broke it and gave it. See Luke 22:19. Over against my wretchedness, I plead the name, only the name. One little word can fell him. Luther sang against the devil. That is hymn 656, stanza 3. That little word in the name of God in the flesh, Jesus. His name is a refuge like a mighty fortress to which the righteous flee and are protected. Why am I joyfully Lutheran? I know God by his name. I know Jesus. O Jesus, instruct me in your word and truth. Your word is truth. O Lord, let me offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of your deeds in songs of joy. O Jesus, give my heart and mouth the humility to confess my sin and the strength to confess your name. O Jesus, open my lips to pray unceasingly for your blessings.